Well, I wanted to share something while we were set up in our little studio for the Heaven Talk, and it has to do with the thing that I'm always talking about, which is intimacy with the Lord. But I wanted to share from you real candidly and from the heart about what's been going on with me. I enjoy creating. I enjoy writing music, and I enjoy the piano and singing, and I enjoy teaching and doing teachings. I enjoy pulling graphics together. All these things are so much fun for me and so edifying. And I noticed myself being anxious to get out of prayer and go do these things. I started getting lured away from the Lord into doing. And I suspect it's maybe a spirit of ambition or a spirit of self-will. But the effect is it's almost shunning or being cold towards the Lord. In other words, I mean, can you imagine here you are with your wife or your husband, and you just had a really sweet time today, and you're just sitting together, and you're thinking to yourself, boy, I'll be glad when this is over so I can go get to work on those things I love to do. I mean, if your spouse could hear those thoughts, they'd just be, they'd be deeply, deeply hurt that you're in a hurry to get out of that nice time that you're having together. The other person's thoroughly enjoying being with you, but you're in a hurry to get done with it so you can get back to your creative things. And when I realized that I was doing this, first of all, I realized it mentally. And maybe it was my angel telling me, maybe it was the Holy Spirit or the Lord. I suspect it might have been the Holy Spirit reading my thoughts back to me and saying, you know, you're thinking about how quickly it would be good to get through prayers, your prayers, to get some work done. I suspect it was the Holy Spirit. And when I realized that that was my heart attitude, I wasn't happy with myself at all, and I wanted to change it. So I made it a point to spend more time in prayer. And, you know, I have certain prayers that I pray, or times of prayer and intercession, but then I have times of worship where I may spend 1, 2, or 3 hours in worship. It depends on the way the Lord is leading. It depends on what He wants. But I don't like to go into recording or working with songs or graphics or teachings or anything until I've really been in His presence and I've been filled with His Spirit. And I don't want to say in the sense filled. I was reading a book by Sarah Young, which I use for devotions, Jesus Calling. And one of the things that Jesus told her was that He lives inside of her, and when she begins to worship, that He begins to swell, His power and His strength and His deity begin to just glow and to transform her from the inside out. Not like the Lord descending from heaven and washing over us, which is probably the way that I've described it before. But no, it's rather like something inside of you gets turned on and begins to emanate and to glow and to just overtake you in a cloud of glory. And this takes time, you know, to allow, you know, time and sincere worship in spirit and in truth. Worship from the heart. Not hurry up and sing 6 songs and you're out of here, you know. But really lingering and visualizing, allowing yourself to enter into the presence of the Lord. You know, very often I'll sense Him before me. I'll sense His strong shoulders. And very often I'll find myself with my head on His heart. He puts my head on His heart. And I'll realize it's Him. And one of the ways that I do realize it's Him is a smile will come across my face. And it's like, you know, you can be deceived by thoughts or by apparitions or things like that, but when your soul bears witness to something sweet and delicate and beautiful, and smile just appears on your face, that really is an indicator that the Lord is truly, truly present to you in a way that He wants you to sense. He wants you to acknowledge. And this is the time when worship gets to the point where you feel the Lord really manifesting on the outside as well on the inside, and you can really see Him with your eyes closed. Some people can see Him with their eyes open, but He's in the spirit realm. And that's when He said, in spirit and in truth, to worship Him. You can see Him with the eyes of your spirit, with the eyes of your heart. You can sense Him from deep down inside. And all of those things are indicators that He's truly present. And that's the time to really protect and to stay there gently and lovingly and be there for Him, worship Him and love Him and make up to Him for all the people who have turned their backs on Him. So many have no time for the Lord. They have no taste for Him. Their taste buds are all for the world. And that's one of the reasons why in the last Heaven Talk we mentioned to you, turn the television set off. That's the world, the world, the world, the world. I mean, maybe a little for a distraction once in a while is okay if you're depressed or if you're not feeling well and you need something to get your mind off of yourself, something innocent and pure. But to have it on all the time is pollution. It's moral pollution. It's pollution in sound, in sight, and in thought. And those things linger in your mind, and they create a crud in your mind that really does inhibit your perception of the Lord in spirit and in truth. So I wanted to take time to talk to you about this because no one, I don't believe, this is strictly my opinion, no one can walk the walk without falling in love with the Lord. I mean, right now you probably can get away with it, but when it comes to the mark, when it comes to the time, you know, for those who are going to be here, when it comes to the time when it's a matter of seeing your child die or taking the mark and going to the hospital, are you going to love the Lord enough to let the Lord take your child, but to stand and against that mark? And there have been quite a few things said about that mark. That one of the things that caught my eye in the scriptures has been, you know, that no one who took the mark could be saved. Well, they have a technology now to really intervene with your feelings and your thoughts in marks and in electronic devices and different technologies. They have the ability to alter your thinking. And the other thing that the scriptures say that I think is very interesting is that people will seek death but not be able to die. Can you imagine, for instance, the government coming out with a chip that says, if you take this chip, your life will be increased for hundreds of years, or you'll live a much longer life because we have the technology to adjust things in your body just through this chip. This is not outrageous. This is all state-of-the-art medicine, and things can be administered through that chip electronically. So once you take that chip or that mark and you're into the system, you may not ever be able to connect with the Lord again. So you don't want to do that. And how are you going to stand against that? There's only really one way, and that's through love. Falling in love with the Lord, knowing Him and feeling the sweetness of His presence, knowing who He is to you, feeling who He is to you in such a way that your affection for your family will not force you to do something that is against Him. So these are things to think about, because these technologies are on the horizon to become common, very common throughout the world. And if you're not head over heels in love with the Lord, you're not going to be able to resist the temptation. You're going to love your own life more than you love him. So how do we get to the place where we can resist this temptation? I'm not telling you now that I could stand against it. I pray that I'll stand against it, and I'm doing everything daily that I know of that I can do. I'm sure there are more things I can do, but I'm doing what I can to really stay connected to him, and one of the ways is to linger in worship. I think I've mentioned before, Terry McAlmon is a very gifted, anointed worship leader. And Carrie Jobe is another one who's very intimate in her connection with the Lord, and she can really transport you into that place with the help of the Holy Spirit, of course, with the grace. But her music really does touch a very profound chord in our hearts. And it's this kind of love that we have got to have if we want to resist the evils that we're going to be confronted with. It's going to be life or death for you, your family, your wife, your husband, your children. You're going to be put right on the edge if you're not taken in the rapture, if you're on the fence and you're not taken in the rapture, there's going to come a time after the rapture when you're going to have to get off that fence. And your own, there'll be a time when your own health is in danger. Or if you go to the hospital and get insulin, if you're insulin dependent, or if you're having a heart attack, or whatever, you need to go to the hospital and you don't have the mark, so you can't go to the hospital. Will you take the mark for that? For your own, to save your own life. These are things that are going to be confronting us in the future, and I believe that the only way to make yourself ready for this is to seek that intimate place with the Lord where you're truly loving him and truly entering into that trysting place and that sweet communion with him that nothing on earth can even begin to compare with. When you do that day after day and put that as the highest point of your day, the most important part of your day, which I do, I take a nap and I have my coffee and I'm ready. I'm really ready for him. And that's the prime time of the day for me. And when you put him in that place and you treat him with that kind of love and tenderness and priority, when that day comes that you have to make a decision, you're going to be able to decide for him. And nothing in this world will matter to you. Nothing in this world will matter to you above him. So I wanted to share that with you because I've been having struggles in that area, and thank the Lord he's pulling me out of those things and he helped me to see what I was doing. And I feel much, much closer to him now in a very sweet way, and I am on my guard against a spirit of achievement, or a spirit of pride, or a spirit of ambition. You know, those are killers. It'll tear you right out of the Lord's arms, for sure. But God bless you, YouTube family, and again, thank you for supporting us.